Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Live in 3, 2, 1, boom. Shall I start things off?
Yes, yes.
I was kind of naughty this week.
What did you do?
Oh, God.
Okay, hear me out. Okay, hear me out.
Oh, no.
All right. Like, during this event, I discovered a new way of existence. Like, when everything happened, I was in what I would describe as like a lucid existence, like in past, present, future. And in all those moments, I realized everything I was doing was completely wrong, because I was shouting at a child in the tube. And I mean, not like a teenager, I mean a legit child that's like just discovered the words. I started shouting at a child on the tube, and people got off the tube after I stopped shouting. And I mean, I knew I was doing it wrong, but by the point I realised it was wrong, it already happened, so there's not much I could do about it other than to sit down and just put my phone straight to my face and just continue to look at it, like, without, She was looking me up and down, man. What child's looking me up and down for? What? What, because you haven't got a chair? Shut up, man. Are you looking me up? No, okay, you're not.
Have you got, or have I?
This is giving Simon Pegg in space. Shouting at a child asking for a Jar Jar doll?
A child looked me up and down! Like, literally, like, looking me up and down, like, why are you sitting and I'm not? Like, who the fuck?
So, let me get this straight. For the record, what you're saying is a child is beefing you, and you just had enough. Like a Michael Douglas falling down moment. And
Everyone has their limits, big man, and that clearly wasn't my limit. I discovered it. I didn't know it existed until a 3-year-old looked me up and down. I didn't know that was a thing. It's a thing.
Welcome to, and that's why we're messed up, the podcast talking about nerdery, geekism, and all disturbing things in between, including shouting at 3-year-old children. Bro, you okay? Are you all right? I mean, I'm here for you. I'm here for you. It's like, I'm here. I'm just here. This is a safe space. Big man, make the call. This is a safe space.
What are you doing?
No one.
I just need to ask one thing, right? Mm-hmm. Now, after you shouted at this kid, did you feel better for it?
Yes and no. Yes, because I got it all out. No, because legitly, people got off the tube. Like, I saw them get off the tube, and I know for a fact it wasn't their stop. Like, legitly, like the tube was going like left, and they were literally just standing on the platform, and I was like, okay, Dad.
Wow.
And then people just give me like looks, and like probably didn't care. At the same time, I did, but the didn't care part kind of won.
I'm gonna come visit. It's been too long. I'm gonna come visit and see how you're doing. Just check on you.
I'm gonna start referring to you as MJF now. I mean,
I didn't throw anything at a child. I just threw my words. Like, I didn't.
I'm glad there are limitations. God for that.
I may have swore a child a bit.
Oh God. Welcome to the podcast, everybody. Welcome. And this week, like, Mavi, are you okay?
Are any of us okay, sis?
No, we ain't doing this. Oh my God! We have survived the past 2 years. We are doing fine. I am your host, Shanners. Next to me is the Instant Classic. I hope you're okay. I might have to come over and do a little wellness check.
I'm starting to feel a little bit bad now.
Just a little bit. You got it out. On the other side is Big Man Boogered. Yeah,
I'm all good. I had a bit of a quiet week. I can't complain. Saw the new Scream yesterday, which I enjoyed, which I will run down at a later date. But unlike Mr. Classic here, which I call MJF, and clearly he's better than us, and he knows.
Please don't call him MJF, please. Don't. That just don't break my heart, please.
Don't break his heart, please.
I'm good. What's on the agenda today, Monsieur?
Well, this week, I believe it is the turn of the Instant Classique. Take it away. What you got for us?
All right. So I'm going to change things up today. We don't do it like this. We don't do things like this on a usual basis. So I'm going to introduce what I'm going to call the top five round table. So I gave the crew a mission to choose their top five favorite anime cartoon theme songs from our childhood, basically. So anyone in the group can do this. So it can do top five films in a certain category, top five actors, what have you. The way it's gonna work is we're gonna do it one at a time. So let's say, for example, I say Shanta, what's your number five? And then you'll explain what it is. We'll have some chatting here and there, blah blah blah, and move on to the next person, which will be Big Man. He'll say his one, and so on and so forth. One thing I didn't say, I am going to leave space for an honourable mention. So if you want to start with an honourable mention, like, for example, my honourable mention will be for the Sonic the Hedgehog theme. There were two seasons in particular that came out. One was a typical, I call it Bugs Bunny-esque cartoon, which was just like, you know, like, it was always like hijinks with Dr. Robotnik and Sonic and the other crew, blah, blah, blah. But then the next season was completely different. It was literally, how can I describe it? It was like Terminator, but with Sonic the Hedgehog. So, like, Dr. Robotnik had taken over the world, had turned, like, most living creatures into like cybernetic cyborgs. It was
right,
but it was a very big change from the first series. But it had one hell of an opening theme, and like, it just hit different. It was like probably one of the last classics of the early 90s, I think. Like the tune was like, it was like, look out what he can do, Sonic the Hedgehog, and it just went deep, like, it's where, like, the guy had passion. He was singing, it was like, Sonic, he can really move, Sonic, he's got an attitude, Sonic,
you know, it's still gonna burst.
It was like it came on Channel 4 on Sundays, I think, if I'm not mistaken. I could be completely wrong, but I feel like it was a Channel 4 cartoon. But that's my honorable mention. Like, Sonic, if you can find it, one hell of a theme song.
Okay.
But that's my honourable mention. That's not the top five. That's not none of my top five.
Top five, just honourable mention. Yeah. Okay.
So Shanta, do you have an honourable mention that you can think of?
I do have an honourable mention. Mm-hmm. The honourable mention, this actually was harder than I realised. When you said, like, what I've got to do, I was like, oh my God. So I'm kind of glad that I've got an honourable mention, because the honourable mention, controversially, is the Panthro theme from Thundercats, not the Thundercats theme.
Okay, interesting.
I do love the Thundercats theme, but the honorable mention is the Panthro theme tune, because it's just badass. It's just it just starts like a bad man me. It just starts. It just the way it's always executed when either Panthrow is working on the car, driving the car, or coming to the rescue.
Because there's two doors.
Panthrow always comes in like a bad man anyway. And yeah, it's just the one that just hits. Like, you know, like if they're in trouble,
yeah,
Sutton's caught and you hear the, you're like, Panthrow's coming, my boy is coming. Need a hand, light on. And it's like,
with that theme, it's like, because there was two versions of it. There was the somber chilled one. It's like, the dun 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 dun.
Yeah, the
pimp town theme. And then there was the action one where it's like, okay, yeah, here comes Big Daddy.
Yeah.
Big Daddy P's coming in the house.
There's something just so familiar. It just reminds me of, like, it's going to sound weird, it just reminds me of coming up in Brixton and where they call a summer day and when an uncle has been called because something's gone wrong with the car. And it's a hot day and he's got the beers and he's got you a £5. It's just that tangible memory of just that. And I'm not saying my father ever played the Panthrow theme tune, but just that level of Christmas and... It's like, I just want to see Chris summer days in Brixton. Like, it's just like little things, like, you know, going out where you can wind the windows down and you just like, yeah.
Summer vibes, man.
Yeah, summer vibes, but badass summer vibes. Like, yeah. So that's my honorable mention. The Panthro theme in the Thundercats.
Big man.
This
what
was
about
actually
you?
Very hard. This was very hard.
That's what she said.
Oh,
now,
God,
here
we go.
Now, for me, this, yet again, a lot of thought went into this, and to be fair, I could have done a top 20 list, but some had to be cut and some just hit differently. Now, this one unfortunately didn't make the list, but an honorable mention from the bottom of my heart, this had to be there, which was Pole Position.
That's not a bad choice, to be fair. I can't argue.
Oh, Pole Position, that was a good one.
Pole Position. That,
flashbacks to me as a child. Apparently, as my family can attest to this, I used to do a stupid dance routine to it, which I have no idea what it is, but apparently, twerking or some sort. But
wow,
I don't want that image in my head. That's in my head. That's in the background.
Thanks.
The hey-o, even just hearing it now, I'm smiling from ear to ear. Pole Position was my track. I loved the series. Actually, I need to get that. But yeah, so love the series. Easily listen to that on the way to work, and I'm smiling. It just brings back memories of ITV, 8:55, early morning, during a six-week summer, and occasionally us on a Sunday. No, was it a Saturday? No, Saturday, not Sunday. And just happier times spending it with my family. And then TV gets switched off, yeah, and then there'd be some crap. But yeah, that was Pole Position is a dead banger. Honorable mention. Love the series. And as I speak, I'll be finding that series. Might have to make me broken process of getting it, but I love it.
Nice. All right. Okay, so this is going to be our proper top five. So
top five.
I am not going first. So I'm going to say Chantel.
Oh, okay.
What is your okay? So, number five. What is your number five choice?
The theme to the Mysterious Cities of Gold.
I knew you were going to choose that.
It was tight.
I was tempted to choose that, but I thought, nah, Chanel's going to have that one, so I'm not going to choose it.
Children of the sun, see your time has just begun. It has a bit of a dun 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 dun. It just has like a bop and a beat to it. If I heard that, it's to me like I was thinking, how do I do this? I was like, either what's the one where you have the most potent memory? What's the one where you would break your neck to get from where you were to watch it? Or what's the ones where even now your hardback age, you would put it on? That was my criteria. So some of them had to get like outed because I'm like, I would never listen to that out loud right now.
Did you know? There was actually a follow-up series to that?
No.
That came out in like, I would say 2000s.
Really? No.
To be fair, I haven't watched it. I remember seeing the intro to it. The animation was on point, I would say that, and the song was hitting different.
Okay.
So if I can find a clip of that, I will send it. But yeah. It did happen. It happened.
It was a great series anyway. I thoroughly enjoyed it.
CBBC
for us over here. But it was just a lovely, it was just a really good story. The Golden Condor, just, you know, something different, just exploring. It was just a great little series and I thoroughly enjoyed it. But the whole vibe of that just had me, like, I'd run from wherever I was to get to watch that. Things will get lock off to watch that. So yeah, Mysterious Cities of Gold was mine, definitely.
Nice, good choice, good choice. Big man, okay. What is your first number five? What's your first choice?
This is a hard one, but
that's what she said. You keep saying that, I'm gonna do it.
Yes, you keep doing it.
Gonna keep doing it.
With this one, to be fair, I can only start by saying it, and I'm sure everyone in here will know where I'm going with this. So bear with me. Life is like a hurricane.
It's a dark blur.
The days we're watching DuckTales on CITV. Woo. That tune, you can imagine that song being played at a party, yeah, and someone's getting kicked because shuffling's going down and people are feeding it. That was a banger. It still is.
It still is.
And yet again, I'm not a massive, as I'm older, I'm not much of a fan as I was back then, but DuckTales was just wholesome content when you think about it. It was a bunch of three idiots, which they were, Huey, Dewey and Louie, but let's face it. Oh, what's his name again? Oh my God.
Scrooge.
Yes.
Scrooge McDuck.
Yeah, well, living tight off, but he was hilarious, though. He really was hilarious. And you think, for years, you got yourself to some scenarios here that just wouldn't run. Now, these days, anyway. But in the mid-80s, early 90s, that was must-see cartoon TV. Yet again, wasn't CITV TV in these bangers, man?
Because to be fair, I feel like it was a lot more free reign. There was less contracts and just like first come, first serve back then.
Because
ITV had like back in the day had like access to Disney, Warner Brothers. So they had like, and 20th Century Fox as well. So basically they had like some key animating power on their side. But then actually saying that BBC got quite a few done. Got quite a few like 20th century like Don Bluth cartoons. So, but yeah, it was a different time back then, man. It was really strange. I feel like because everything now is under one banner, it's a lot harder to get access to that now.
Also, we should explain. I think we have explained in a previous episode, probably in season one or season two. We're going to do it again for those who are outside of the UK. Basically, the time that we're talking about. So this is like. Late 70s, early 80s to 90s, there were in the 70s, there were three channels in the UK. BBC One, BBC Two and ITV. In the 80s, that became four with Channel Four. And then in the 90s, five. 2000. Oh, my God. Yeah. Channel Five came around in 2000. So there was only five channels in the UK, the time that we're talking about, until in the 90s, you had like the advent of what would be known as cable, but for us, the entry was Sky, it was Sky TV. So that's when you got some access to some things. But obviously, in the UK at the time, there was basically like what, you know, it was syndications, whatever you could get, you got. So that's why you have a kind of range of things, whereas say in America, we knew because brother and I went to America and the Caribbean and stuff, you would see it all on, say, on one channel, you know, like, you know, Thing USA or whatever it is, or CNBC or blah, blah. But you basically would see it with whichever channel had bought the option to show it. And the downside to that is sometimes they showed it out of order.
Big time.
So, yeah, sometimes you'd see things. Sometimes you see finales and didn't realize it was a finale until you were like, wait, what? Or you wouldn't see the finale because they didn't get the finale. So just to give a little bit of context there for those outside the UK.
Okay. So it's my turn, isn't it?
Your turn.
All right. So like Big Man, my next one is a Disney one, but you don't realize like Disney had some bangers. Like from like,
I've got a bad feeling you've chosen my number four. Go on, I've got a bad feeling.
Well, you could say they're dashing and daring, courageous and caring.
Oh, yeah.
Thoughtful and friendly.
You,
the story
took
to
my
tell.
Three. You took my three. So lucky I'm a backup three. But okay, yeah, go on.
Okay, what's he done? Yes, my number. Right, I feel like after that, the rest are all mine, except for maybe one that you might be questionable. But I chose Gummy Bears because, again, Disney back in that time, even back in the day, I'd be late 80s, early 90s, they had some awesome animated shows and some awesome theme songs. So, what? Like Big Man already picked DuckTales, there was Chip and Dale, Rescue Rangers, Darkwing Duck, Goof Troop, just name a few. But Gummy Bears just hit differently. The intro animation with a horse galloping in front of it, and then just the dashing and daring, courageous
and caring,
and just the build up, marching along as the songs fill the air. Gummy, it's like, oh my! And you're like, yes, Gummy Bears, I'm with you.
Because it begins it begins like with an anthem and a and it begins with a gallop.
So it's exactly.
Built up the whole time.
So like you're not paying attention. It's like tension. Like, yes, sir. And then you're just in it for the long haul. Oh God. Oh, and one of the best things about the Disney theme songs in general, they all have extended versions.
They do.
And they're extended. So good. I can't say what they sound like because I can't remember all the words to them because they're a rarity.
It's like Hatch Genius has one that shows every season, like at the beginning of a new season.
Ooh,
you get the full extended cheers.
TV theme song of top five at some point, definitely.
Oh, definitely. Oh my God, excited. The thing with Gummy Bears, you have to sing it. It's very American.
It really is.
Yep, dashing and daring, courageous and caring. It doesn't. Yeah. You can't do it. You can't.
Dashing and daring, courageous and caring, thoughtful and friendly, restore ways to share.
Especially at the end, marching along. The song is the air.
Marching along.
Bouncing here and there and everywhere. He goes, hi. It's like, wow. It's hi.
And okay, we'll put it this way, the song was so good, one of the top R&B singers performed it live.
Who did?
Alicia Keys.
No way.
Yes, she has. I've heard it. It smacks.
It's so good. Like, it's so good.
It smacks. Oh my God. Wow. Oh God.
What are you doing?
Yeah, it's I think I'm going to have to add the link to the Alicia Keys, Gummy Bears, because it is so good.
Okay.
Yeah.
But that's my number five. Chantel, what's your number four?
Oh, wait. What? Oh my God, was that just four? Was that just
that's five. Five? But then you start talking about syndication and stuff again. Stop it.
We did, sorry, my bad. well, since both of y'all have kind of taken my four, it's a good thing that I have a backup.
Okay.
My backup is the theme to and I say, hey. What a
awful
kind of day. Awful. Because I'm like
the most diverse kids show on TV.
I was like, I bet, and I wasn't a kid at the time, so but it still hits, and the Chance the Rapper version of this makes it even better, and the fact that Ziggy Marley sung it in the first place just makes it feel, and it is such a good little song as well. I thoroughly. It's like the kind of like last, the swan song of childhood. Because I think I was much older when Arthur was out.
Because I was like what, like late teens when that was out.
That was like a farewell, but it was such a good tune.
Listen to your heart.
Listen to the rhythm of this. Oh, please. So yeah, I'm also gonna link the Chance the Rapper version where Chance and Ziggy Marley sing it, if I could find it.
Do you know another thing I love about Arthur? that pissed people off because they were, because obviously, can you remember the controversy because they did the same, they depicted a kid with two dads?
Yes.
And I was like, keep doing you, Arthur. Keep doing you.
Keep it up.
That's what I want to see. I want to see realism to life, diversity, and all else in between.
I love the fact with DW where she'd be like, I can't read that sign, so I'm just going to keep going. I'm like, DW, you're ignorant, and I love you.
See, that's my number four is the Arthur theme tune.
Big man, what you got?
Yeah, again, the whole CITV bangers continue.
No.
This one, it was really, really bizarre because it's simplicity of the highest order, but yet, it worked.
What you got?
You might have to help me out with this one again. If I appeared, actually, that's not a good look. Inspector Gadget.
Yeah.
Next time, Gadget. Next time.
That is still one of your first impressions. It's perfect. Yeah. It's terrifying.
Yep.
Oh, go Gadget, go.
Yeah, Inspector Gadget, like. I still to this day remember the only episode I could like he actually did something right on purpose.
Yeah.
And it blew my mind because everyone remembers the premise of Inspector Gadget. He never did anything right. It was basically his niece and the dog, yeah. Brain. But like there was, I can't remember what the scenario was, but Penny and Brain were trapped. And he basically came to the rescue and was like avoiding traps left, right, and center, like an action. So I'm like, where has this Inspector Gadget been? What? What? He can do this all. Okay, Gadget. Okay, go. But yeah, Inspector Gadget does hit differently. Go, Gadget, go. But...
Yeah, everything.
And it was just simple. It was literally just Inspector Gadget. And that was lyrics. That was like it's as lazy as Batman. But at least Inspector Gadget had some tone changes, like some major tone changes, and like a bloody had like a go Gadget go chorus. Come on now, Batman, do better.
I literally envision like them in like the recording studio and just come in and go, Inspector Gadget, and then just walk off and they go, hoo, hoo, and then walk off, have a Coke, chill out, go, go, Gadget, go, and that's it. They're done. That's like, is that it? Yeah, you're done.
Yeah, so okay. Let's get you. That was a good one. That's a good one. I like that one.
That's a good one. Good one, big man. I like that one.
Okay. My number four. I'm sure no one's picked this one because this is my personal favorite. This takes me back to the era of the dude. Like, we all remember the times of Bill and Ted and all that jazz.
Yeah.
There was one cartoon that did a group of bros well and just made you love them. Denver, the last dinosaur. He's my friend.
And a whole lot.
That line is still quite questionable. to this day. I don't get it, but I still love that song. Denver, the last dinosaur. Mm. The cartoon was mid, but at the same time, the theme song was hit different because like it had all things. It was telling the whole story about friendship, about what the show was about. And again, it took you to the era of like the dude, whoa, and it was a good
California man,
yeah.
Very dude-ish. Oh, Denver lost. That must be of you and the cousins, in fairness.
Yeah, to be, because like, do you remember when we still lived in Streatham? And I had we had the cousins down, and I put on Devon last night. And you remember Jasmine's reaction? She's like, she lost her shit. She jumped onto my couch. And went, Devon, the last dinosaur. He's my friend. I was like, wow. I did not expect that.
It was unexpected. I love that some of our best times with the cousins have been playing old school themes that are just embedded in their brains and trigger them in a certain way.
If you want to calm them down, just put on a theme song. It's all good.
That's true, very true.
All right, that's my number four. Sis, what's your number three?
Okay. Sometimes some crimes. Just have to. I finally got there before. That's it. I
have to put Disney on. You took my other Disneys. So, yeah, it's Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers. Because, once again, it does that thing perfectly where it tells you the elements of the series in the way of the composition.
Because
it's very light. It's very light. It's very kind of like creepy. And it once again has that build up. It's no case too big, no case too small. If you need help, just call Chip and Dale. And it comes down to that. It's just like, and then... But also now, for some reason, Breaking Bad has now messed up the beginning, that the chorus for me. Because then Breaking Bad says, "I am the danger."
Oh.
But now, I hit Chip and Dale, now I'm just here, "We're the danger." And I'm like, but it's not that, but it is in my head.
I am the danger.
And they are the danger. I love it.
Do you know Chip and Dale. See, another thing I love about Chip and Dale, it has the same cadence as my favorite MacGyver.
Oh my god, my brain,
it literally is like that's something I hit different, because I love, obviously, you know how I feel about MacGyver, and like literally that was literally like an animated MacGyver theme. I was like, yes, okay,
yes.
So
yes, we're here for it. Yeah, definitely,
that's good choice.
So Chip and Dale is my number three.
We'll always say that I'd still to this day recommend the live action film that came, or live action animated film that came
out.
And a lot of good things about that.
Yeah, it's really good. Great cast. MVP is Ugly Sonic. I'm gonna say
Ugly Sonic. Yeah, I've heard that Ugly Sonic smacks it. So yeah.
Right, big man. Number three.
Number three. Yeah. To be fair, this had to hit. I mean, changing up the tempo a little bit. We're talking late '80s, early '90s.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Mainstream was a banger and still is. The only thing I can describe these people, that they're nothing more than heroes in a half shell.
I've got to say, I am looking forward to the new film.
Hell yes.
Okay, can we talk about how that came out of nowhere? That seems to come out of absolutely nowhere.
I love, you know, I love that. I love things like that just come out of nowhere and surprise. I feel like the Turtle films do that a lot, because even the last animated film they did, which was the TMNT film, which was like, I don't care what anyone says, I dare you to come at me and tell me that film was bad, because that animated film was fudging awesome. It had a great cast. The story was... Say what?
What's the one that Michelle Gellar did in one of the voices?
Yes, that's the one.
Yeah, that's a banger.
Yeah, it was close to the comics and paid homage to the comics and the cartoon itself, and it was just a fucking good cartoon, a film. But the problem is it got no publicity.
No publicity.
So yeah. I feel like this is they've done it the right way, because social media is stupid, especially TikTok. So when you're announcing shit like that on TikTok and shit like that with the even the main cast, the bit card with Jackie Chan, hello? Boss Splinter? Best casting ever? Hello?
At first I thought it was like a wind-up. I was like, nah. And then when it just, I was like, no, this is for real. And we've got a trailer. I kind of was like, I missed that. And I do, you're right, bruv. I do enjoy that with any medium, like a film or a game or something that comes out of the blue. It's like, yeah, oh, here's a trailer. It's like, what? So you've been, what? You can keep stuff quiet?
Yeah, because like, it's like a game that came out recently, Hi-Fi Rush, which legitly came out of nowhere.
Nowhere, yeah.
And it's one hell of a game. It's from a guy who created Resident Evil and did the bloody Evil Within, and like, completely opposite to those games, but at the same time, it's one hell of a game. And it came out of nowhere, so like, you know, it can be done, just need to give it the love it needs. Because I feel like when it doesn't get the love it needs, you get like The Boy Who Would Be King, which was, again, another good film by Joy Cornish, but it got no publicity. But yeah, Turtles, a great theme. Turtles is definitely a good show. Oh,
that is a good one.
I love there's like two versions for us and for us and Americans.
That's true.
Because we can't handle words like ninja. That's too violent.
For those who don't know, it's basically like the whole, ninja really was, they did take it out. So ours is Teenage Mutant
Hero Turtles.
And American version is Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
And like, I remember the cartoon eventually took away Michelangelo's nunchucks,
and it
was replaced with a grappling rope, which was very random and weird, but that was
a weird time that time.
How about you, bro?
All right, so this one, number three, we're getting close to the ones that are hit different now, so yeah. This one, I actually based an episode of the podcast on. We talked about the origins of who created those songs and who did them.
The Saban episode.
Mm-hmm.
That was season two.
Yes, it was, and we are talking about Jason the Wheeled Warrior.
Jason, look, there's a power that comes from deep inside of you.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm.
That was a good one.
That song is different. Like that,
it's almost like two songs in one.
It really is, and like that's one song I would love to see performed live. Just want to see. I just imagine like glam rock. That's what I imagined. So
especially at the end with "No Chance, Keep on Turning," I was like, "Come on,
warriors!" Because they sound like, because like, even though it was like Shirky Levy who actually sang the song, he has the vocals of the, I forget the name of the band, of the band who did the song for Nightmare on Elm Street, Dream Warriors.
Yes,
because it's very, the sound was very similar to there.
Very similar,
with
yeah.
The Dream Warrior,
ain't gonna sleep though. Ain't gonna dream.
That's another tune as well.
That's a chip.
But yeah. Jason the Real Wheel Warriors was one hell of a cartoon, one hell of a story, and one hell of a theme song.
Really is.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
well above it. Was it called? One in advance that series was, like, way ahead of its
time. It's ahead of its time, big completely. Time.
Big time.
Oh my gosh.
All right, sis. We're getting close to the last two. So what's your number two?
Okay. My number two, I'm going to say, it's a weird one because it's not like a full theme. Mm-hmm. It's an excerpt, but it's well known. And I also didn't know that it was sang by the Pointer Sisters.
Really?
Yes.
What song is this?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Yeah, I did not know that that little segment from Sesame Street was sung by the Pointer Sisters. And it is, to me, I'm like, you talk about something that you'd run to. If I hear that, I'm like, yeah, we're running. Come on. Yeah,
the pinball, wasn't it?
Yeah,
it was a pinball. That had the numbers up, and
God, that just if I was watching that, I knew I was homesick from school.
Yeah. Yep. Or it's a repeat on summer holidays.
Yeah, because I always find it weird that Sesame Street came on that time during the day.
During the day,
especially on the school day or school weekend. Yeah. So, like, but yeah, that was that's a classic. Yeah,
1, 2, 3. Yeah, that I just got the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Yeah, I can't even disagree.
I only found out recently, as in like months ago. It's like this is by the Pointer Sisters. I was like, I'm sorry, completely automatic Pointer Sisters jump for my love. Pointer Sisters, Sesame Street. Sesame Street, you are the gift that keeps giving. We don't deserve you, and thank you so much. Because I know if I play that in a party, I know that people will be like, "Yeah, but we're dancing to this, right?"
Yeah.
Yes.
We're gonna keep going.
I hear the crowd like I don't know, like one. I can imagine now, like in a hall or something like that.
Yeah.
When your typical poppy club song just finishes and that comes on, 1, 2, 3, yes.
And it'll divide the crowd. Could be someone be like, "What is this?" And someone be like, "I'm sorry, what?
What is it? You're too young for this. Get out of this place.
Count. You better count.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Did 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Oh shit!
Right, so that's my number two.
Wow. You know what? Well, I can't even compete with that. It's
not a competition. It's basically a sharing of information and knowledge between us all.
Oh no, of course. But I think for me, number two is a little bit different. This yet again brings me back to the childhood settings. A franchise, even 41 years on, I still love it. I own it. I'm not even gonna lie. Even saying it now, like, you know what? Top tier. And it's just the opening sentence sums it up. He-Man.
The masters of the universe.
Look, Jim, you play that song, yeah, you're hyped up, you're gassed up, yeah, you're ready to take the world on. When that middle beat just drops, and it drops heavily. Beautiful. I adore He-Man. It's one of my favorite series. It still is. But that just hits differently. Mainly because I had the sword. I had a great old toy. I even had that hand glove puppet there that you put. Oh, wow.
Wow.
You
know,
I might raid up some few little boxes, you know, see what I can. No, I ain't got it. Yeah, that is an all-time banger. And even the new series now, I'm still on it. Yes, it's got mixed opinions from the masses, but it's He-Man, man.
The only opinion that matters is yours, man.
On from the movie. It still holds up well. But yeah, number two for me. Yet again, throw a classic shout-out to ITB for He-Man. How about you, bro? Your number two?
Oh, this was a hard one. But yeah, you laugh. This was a hard and tricky one, to be fair. But
that's what she said.
That's what she did. She did indeed. She did indeed. I had to go with it because when I hear this song, it hits. I just start like bopping.
Hoping you haven't taken my number one. I'm really hoping you haven't taken my number one.
That's not what I'm thinking of.
Go on, bro. What is it? It's got a bop. I'm scared.
Ulysses.
Oh my god, he hasn't got it.
Ulysses 31. Like
I was like, really torn. It's why I was hard.
Yeah, like with Ulysses, when I used to work in Fibbing Planet, I'd put like a bunch of theme songs on the system and everyone hated me for it. There's one thing everyone could agree on with one theme, and that was Ulysses, because especially I put the extended version on it as well, and it just, like, it was so of its time. Like the classic, like, keyboard, meow, 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 Ulysses, Ulysses, and it's just,
Can we talk about how the robot was a Yardie?
Oh, big time.
I mean, I know, friend, I use this. It's like, excuse me? Wait, are we on the front line?
It was.
And I know, friend, I use this. It's like, wait a minute, is that Leroy? What are you doing on the mic? Get off, free boy.
And another thing I will say about Ulysses is that it's probably one of the only shows I can say I watched from start to finish and it actually ended.
Yeah.
Yes. It had actually a really good finale. And it, again, like, oh God, I'm just thinking, I just got a song in my head now. Ulysses. Every battle song just hits differently, man. Oh.
It also ruined Great Myth because I was like, wait, this is based on what?
Yeah.
Oh, I prefer the cartoon. this person instead. Thank you very much.
Yeah, so my number two is Ulysses.
Mm. That was so good. Such a damn good one. Oh my God. Think about what's your number two? Now I'm scared he might. I'm scared now. Now in the end, I'm like, made it through. Big man, are you going to steal? Go for it.
Number two, I would have to say one word, and I ain't talking about Hacksaw Jim Duggan. But if I go, oh!
There it is.
Yeah, okay.
Thundercats had to have got an intro, and yeah, that for me, even now, 40, how many years on that? Like I said previously before. Absolute banger. Everyone loves that. It's a hell of a tune, but I won't hear any differently.
Line that begins hype.
Oh, yeah, big time.
Thunder. Like, okay. Thunder. Thundercats. He just like, okay. And it's just, and I think the thing I love is that at that bit comes that whole bit where you just see everyone jump in the air. Mm. And it holds. You're like, come on, Snarf, even you. Let's go. And it's the way it builds. Thundercats are on the moon. Thundercats are loose. Da-da. Hear the magic, feel the roar. Thundercats are... It's coming, you're like, they're coming.
Oh shit, the Thundercats! They're coming!
Stop.
Okay, so your sound gate is protecting you from being too loud. You can't...
Sorry, put a limit on me. God damn it. That was... Yeah. That's hype. Once again, that's how when you hear it and you have to run because you need to get there. Because, and also you don't mind listening to the theme tune. You know what I mean? Sometimes you watch something, you're like, fast forward. But you don't mind if you've recorded it, watching it over and over again. Good choice on number two.
What's your number two, sis?
I gave my number two. It was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Oh yeah, shit. So it's number one.
I've gone to number one, yeah.
Wait, no. Wait. So number two is Ulysses.
Yeah.
Oh, it's one number one. Sorry, I got confused. I'm confused, sorry. I'm cool. You know what it is? Because Big Man chose my number one.
It's Thundercats.
It is Thundercats, but don't worry, I can reply. I can make up for it.
Okay, cool.
You're going, sis, what's your number one?
My number one, remember I began by saying, is it something that you'd run for, something that you listen to now?
Yeah.
It's something I listen to now. It is by... an artist called Lisa Lockheed, and the song is Run With Us.
It's from
the Raccoons.
I was so tempted to put that on the list, but I was like, do you know what? I might use it as an honorable mention, but I thought I wanted to go for a lot more unknown. But yeah, Run With Us was a contender. That's such a tune.
Run With Us is up there with Tevin Campbell's performance in the Goofy movie. I said it, I meant it, and I'll do it again. I still rock it on my headphones now. Like, I will put it on. Like, I'm probably going to put it on tonight because it's just such a banger. And the mad thing is, it's not the Raccoons' main tune.
That's the outro.
It's the outro. It's the one they play at the end. And it's just... It's just I love it.
Something about it always hit different because obviously when Raccoons ended, it was like every time it ended, it was like an end of an era kind of thing because it was like freeze frame, slow panning of the scenery, and it just hit differently. I felt I don't know what I felt as a kid because I couldn't comprehend it and explain it or like process it into words because just like. I was like, oh, it's over. Because the thing is, Raccoons for me wasn't a great. It wasn't my favorite cartoon.
It's not my best cartoon. It would never be my top 10.
Yeah, but that song made me like, oh, I want to watch
that
it again.
Song elevates it. Yeah. It's one of those weird things where it's like the other ones you can say, oh, like Mysterious Is Gold. You know, all the ones that I've chosen, even like that segment on Sesame Street, is fantastic. It's animation that kind of sticks with us for the time and what it was and what it was doing. And it taught us how to count, for the love of God. Everything we've chosen has been like a fantastic, like, cartoon to go with the theme. This is not it. Like, I'll be honest, The Raccoons is not the best. It's kind of like a Smurfs redo, really. It's like you've seen it before and done it before. But this song, like, I'm leaving a link in all the ones I've written down here from mine and everybody else's. I'm going to leave links. And even the video is going to make you go a bit like, what? And I'm even going to try and find, like, the outro of Raccoons.
Yeah.
Because it does, bruv's right, this actually does hit different. It's so 80s. It's so, like, that screaming guitar. It's just... But then it goes. Mm. And when it's like, you can run with us. There's a reason why it's in Home of a Shotgun in 2011. It's because it's just so... It just hits different. And it's one of my favourite songs. And, like, I love it. I absolutely adore this song. Like I said... Raccoons, I'm not going to tell you about a secret. This is how it's brilliant. It's really not a great cartoon as far as I'm concerned. There are far, far better. I'd even take Jimmy and the Magic Torch as a cartoon over Raccoons. I said it. But this song, yeah, that's my number one. Lisa Lockheed's Run With Us for Raccoons outro. That's my favourite.
Big man, what you got for us? Man.
Number one?
Yeah.
There's more than meets the eye.
Transport... but what version though?
Oh, I have to talk about the cartoon series, the original version.
Yeah, that was like because when it comes to Transformers 2, there's one that's like boom, 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 like it came off in the movie, but then there's the original one. The original one is still kind of just this chill and somber. I like that one, but the other one comes out. It's like I think it was like during when Hot Rod was in charge.
Rodimus
Prime. Yeah.
Yeah.
Get Stan Bush in here right now.
Stan. Okay, how about touch? You got the touch. That's it, Stan. That's it.
Mm-hmm. Don't believe you can. I even put it in the montage. Oh!
There you go. Know,
I've got to say, bruv, your Stan Bush is my Kenny Loggins. And what I mean by that is, like, basically, I could be anywhere, and I can, what I'm doing, if I hear certain Kenny Loggins, I'm dancing. Or I'm knocking my head. That is Stan Bush. Bruv could be in a bad move, and if I'm like, bruv, there! Bruv will be like, okay.
I'll get up from the ashes like I've been beat down.
The touch.
Yeah, I'll be the protagonist in any 80s action film. I'll be, like, getting beaten by Donnie Yen in a fight, and then I hit a song. You got the touch.
Yep.
Ugh, one more round.
Yeah. You got the power. My cousin is all right. I'm all right. Kenny Loggins, I'm all right. I'm doing it. I'm kicking your ass. as also shout out to Regular Show for doing that whole segment with I'm all right. I'm like, how dare you, Regular Show?
Yeah, Transformers is classic. It does, like, Transformers.
It is. For the Autobots with the battle to the evil system.
The Decepticons.
Oh, no, come on. It's that little da da da. It's like, yes. What do you mean, Prime Guy?
What's your number one?
Well, Big Man stole my number one. It was number two, which I can't find. I feel slightly disrespected in that ground because, like, Thundercats needs to be higher than that. But that's just, but again, that's his taste. But I feel like I should still give you another one that hasn't been mentioned. Okay. But I was torn between three. Because the reason why Thundercats was number one, because that was probably the second thing I ever geeked out on. That was probably the second thing in my life that I geeked out on. I loved Thundercats. Had the costume, had the saw, had most of the toys. It was a thing, and I have no regrets. You wait till I do something this year. You watch what I do. But anyway,
scared. Yes.
So I was drawn between another couple of things I geeked out on as a kid. So. Number one thing I geeked out as a kid was Thomas the Tank Engine. Now,
that's been ruined for me.
Yes, it's ruined for a lot of people.
Yeah.
Someone did a video of that tune being played, but Beyonce's
Yep, or single ladies.
Yeah,
I watched someone put that song over a bunch of goths like dancing to it, and that
dancing.
Just
yeah.
So yeah, so that song, that song's been ruined. The other
Resident Evil remake is the other one with Mr. X.
Oh yeah, yeah, that's another thing.
Yeah,
that's another thing.
Thomas Tank Engine music is playing at the same time.
So yeah, that came off the list, and then there was another one thing I loved as a kid was Teddy Ruxpin, but the problem is this song is very creepy.
It really is.
Come dream with me tonight. No! No! Stay away!
I'm not aged well.
Yeah, so
his voice even sounds a little bit groomy.
Exactly. I used to own a bloody bear. That's what
and being. The first time you watched Child's Play, that night was a lot. Between Teddy Ruxpin and My Buddy.
Oh god,
that,
My Buddy.
That first viewing was a lot.
But anyway, I know that, but I have got one that has not been mentioned.
Okay.
So it's about a ragtag team of masked crusaders working overtime, fighting crime.
Mask.
There you go. Mask had a fucking banger.
Mask.
Yeah.
Like, mask.
It sounds like a truck. It comes through like a truck. Yeah.
And then the extended version, the beginning of it is just like, it's like a rising sun. That's how I can describe it. How it just opens up, but then like. The vocals come in. Mass crusaders working overtime, fighting crime. And it's just like, then the tracker's gonna lead the mission. Spectrum's got some supervision.
Mask!
Yeah, see, it is my number one, but let's just make it my honorable one for now because Big Man's a thief. But anyway.
Wow. Thief.
But yeah, Mask was, again, let's be honest, we had hundreds of theme songs we could have chosen from because there have been some amazing bangers.
So
like,
many.
Like, you don't really get bangers like that anymore. Like, there's not. It's very
rare. And you know as well, because a lot of them as well, like, I feel like Mars started. There started to be some that I remembered, but when you hear them, you just know the music, but there's no words.
Like Centurion.
That's that thing. Oh, you in my brain. That's the one I was like, Centurion. It's. But yeah, so you've got that, but then that also sounds like the Terrorhawks. The Centurion's theme tune reminds me of Terrorhawks' theme tune.
Terrorhawks, was that the puppet thing?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I remember that. I didn't really watch.
They're
it,
very, so. Very similar, and it's just that whole thing. It's like, and then like a lot of the British ones had some like really weird theme tunes. Like Stingray had Stingray in the beginning. Then it had. Maria.
That was weird.
Maria. Why are you Tom Jones in this right now?
But when you think of weird, like one British ones that kind of hit different as well, like Raggy Dolls, man.
Oh, it's not much of a life if you just didn't see. Oh my god.
Yep.
You are. It's no disgrace. Oh my god.
Don't be scared when you don't feel in. Oh my god, that's our theme song. Look at the rejects.
It's like you and me.
We are the rejects.
Stand all your two left feet and join our Raggy Doll song.
It's the Raggy Dolls.
Raggy Dolls.
Raggy Dolls. Dolls like you and me.
You know what? You know which one actually used to hit different?
What's that?
Super Grand.
Oh,
Superman, Iceman, Spider-Man, Batman, and Robin too. You want to cause a ruckus, VA for ruckus, because I've got a match for you. I remember Super Grand.
May she rest in peace.
Look out, Super Grand. Like, it's the only way you can sing it is like that.
Oh,
you know, it's Super Grand. Even mention the X-Men tune.
There were so many we could have done.
Like, there's so many, and like I said, X-Men's in that thing where it's like it's got no words, but you just dum 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 dum
dum dum dum dum dum dum dum
I think that was the last of the bangers, you know. I think that was the last. The X-Men was the last. That was the pinnacle.
No, I don't know about that. Power Rangers. I'm just saying, Power Rangers.
I knew it.
I'm just saying. Power Rangers. Hey, man, like, you haven't listened to you heard the extended version of the Power Rangers theme song. Like, it's like a proper, all you hear, all you're used to, like the Go-Go Power Rangers, but there's like a full verse and everything. Like, hey, guys, the power and the force you've never seen before. Like, what the fuck?
What the hell?
Yeah, I remember watching Power Rangers at the time, because I was watching it, it was like season 2, I think it was, and they bought the Thunderzords and shit like that, and then like they're getting the new robots and shit, and you're hearing like, hey, guys, the ability to morph into even of the score. I was like, holy shit. Ron, you are kicking ass. Keep going, boy. Keep going. No one can ever take them down. The power lies on their side. Go, Power Rangers. Oh, my God. That's it. I'm done. Power Rangers is awesome.
See, that's on a level I respect regular show. Because it hasn't got one. It's like, I know where you guys have come from. We're not giving you. You just get a single couple of chords and that's it. The music is in the series. You're not gonna get YouTube. I'm like, I kind of get it. There's so many more that you could have chosen.
So many.
Like Muskerhounds.
Oh bloody hell!
Muskerhounds are always around the world in 80 days.
Yeah, like, I was just thinking that.
Around
the world.
That's it. We find the part of gold. The city where the rainbows. Where is Carmen San Diego? We could.
Oh
go
my
on,
God! But... Jesus Christ!
Actually, to be fair, to be fair, if you guys had chosen one of mine, number two, I would have just slipped in Carmen San Diego as my number two.
All right. To be fair, like there was, I think the last good theme song I heard was one from an Avengers cartoon that came out a while back. I think it came out just after the first film, the animated show, and it was actually not bad. It wasn't that bad. Like, if I can find it, I'll pass it on. But yeah, it wasn't. Yeah. I think the art of a theme song is kind of dead these days, and it's a damn shame. But I'd be very interested to see if the public has anyone's they can offer us.
Yeah, definitely. I would definitely like to have some feedback on people as to, like, their favourite theme tunes. I would even be interested in ones that, like, we may not have even heard of or covered before, or, like, oh, my God, why am I thinking of Portland Bill? I've got all weird ones that are kind of in my head from all over the,
actually,
all
so
over
the place. Does anyone remember a French cartoon called Blue, Last Child of the Earth?
Yes, I do.
See, I can't find that any evidence that existed other than, like, one random...
I do remember that.
Yeah, because I think I've only found there's only one bit of evidence I've ever found that exists, and that's on like a little clip on video on YouTube.
Okay.
I think we should stop now.
Yeah, I think we are down the rabbit hole right now. But thank you for this. This has been very enjoyable. I look forward to doing more of these the top five round tables. Mm-hmm. But thank you very much. My head is now so full of theme tunes, I don't know what to do with myself. But if you'd like to get in contact about more theme tunes or other things, you can email us at sentjunesavengers@gmail.com. You can reach out to us on Instagram @messed.pod. You can reach out to us on Twitter @andmessed. Big man, what about you?
It can be found on the gram @Mr_Roberts_V1. And on Twitter @War3782. Mr. Classics, where can I find you?
You can find me on YouTube under InstantClassic_KB. And you can also find me on Twitch, Instagram, and TikTok even. I can't forget there. Under InstantClassic_gaming.
Thank you for listening and thank you for your time. It's been awesome as always. Take care.
See you later. Yeah.
Bye. And that's Why We're Messed Up, produced by the St. Jude's Avengers, edited by Instant Classic Gaming, and music produced by Box Room Music.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more.
and is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
ACAST powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.